It's time for Floydada High School Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Lex Harrington, Attorney at Law, Script Printing and Office Supply, Assiter Insurance, by McCoy Gin, Happy State Bank, Floyd County Farm Bureau Insurance, and Texas Tech Federal Credit Union, Dairy Queen, Probasco Flying Service, also Goin' and Goin' Insurance, Floydada Co-op Gin, Plains Land Bank, as well as Floydada Power and Light, Quality Body Shop, Dr. Thomas Stewart and Floydada Family Dentistry, also Texas Plains Federal Credit Union, Barwise Gin, Ace Hardware, along with Western Equipment, Taryn Minter Law, Pumpkin Pile, and by Floydada Collegiate ISD, Covenant West Texas Family Medicine, Bill Wells Chevrolet, and now, Randall Sims.
At what? Texas Tech Credit Union of Floydada,
I didn't
you'll
smash that. Hang on. Did you hit it? Got it. Sorry.
Professional broadcast.
Yes,
are.
A little classiest. The classiest. Start. The classiest broadcast in the gym today. As a little overwhelming as you realize what is on the line coming into today. Saturday, March the 4th. And you, anytime you play basketball, you want to be playing in March.
Yes, I feel, you do.
Especially with what that infers, as Floydada playing here in the regional final, the furthest, ties the furthest that any team from Floydada has ever reached in the basketball playoffs. Back in 2008, I think that's getting a lot of coverage.
I think it is too.
I don't know that it was as important then as it is now, but back in 2008, Chris Bratton-led team that had a lot of outstanding young men on it went to the regional finals. I believe that was at Midland at the time, I think. And they lost to Jim Ned in a close one by 4 points to miss going to state. Everybody had big expectations for that team, and it never panned out for the following years. Didn't really pan out, and now it brings us around to – how many years is that, Tucker? 11?
Oh, Randall. 12, math's not my strong suit right here.
14 years later?
14, 15.
15 years later, yeah. And we've got the 2023 version of this Floydada Whirlwinds basketball team that is, I feel honored to be a part of, coming here to my alma mater in Loveland to cover their games. The
Sims Dome, as I call it.
Yeah, I don't call it that. As the only thing that disappointed me is I went up here to the T Club. They call it the T Club. It's like the place for the alumni and all that. And they got a $15 sign up there. I went to go see what that was about. They're selling T-shirts for the regional tournament.
Oh, okay.
In large, did medium, and small.
Did you just flash your little badge at them and they
no.
said, oh, Randall, here
nope.
you go.
Nope, I said,
look,
what?
We got your picture on the wall.
I said, I'd like a T-shirt. What sizes do you have? And they said, large, medium, and small. And I said, well, you're about four sizes away from one fitting me. So I'll have
years
to pass.
Too late.
Yes. Yeah, that wouldn't have even fit me whenever I was in college here. Yeah, so.
As today, the Floydada Whirlwinds take on the new home Leopards as Floydada defeated Reagan County yesterday, 91-77. And then right after that, new home defeated New Deal, 60-32.
A little bit of a surprise there.
The score kind of shocked me. But as you mentioned, that new home got off to what kind of a start? A 14-0, 16-0?
Yeah, I think it was 12-14-0 before New Deal started scoring. And then they never could make that up as Newholm is they're going to be just like Reagan County. They're a tall
very
team.
Solid. Yep, very tall. You look stocky
at,
team.
Yeah, you look at that lineup and you don't see any shortness on that lineup. We got a what nope. Well, that's what it is. 6'4", 6'5", 6'3", 6'5", 6'1", 6'3", 6'3", and 6'2".
Yep, a lot of size for the Newholm Leopards, the number 5 team in the state of Texas. According to TABC, they are 24-7 on the year. And how they got here, they defeated McCamey in the bi-district round. Then they defeated Sterling in the area round. Then defeated Cristoval in the regional quarterfinals to then defeat New Deal yesterday, 60-32, where the winner of this game heads to the Alamo Dome next week, next Friday.
Yeah. you got
Friday early up in the morning.
So an all-expenses trip paid to San Antonio for next weekend. That's what's on the line here.
Hopefully they have patched the roof at the Alamo Dome.
Exactly. Hopefully it's not hailing there whenever whoever gets there.
Absolutely, yes. Both these teams have now come off the court, and we are just about set for the pregame activities, national anthem, starting lineups, and all of the good stuff that entails.
There's your old school buzzer that you liked so much yesterday.
As we will go down to the court for this afternoon's national anthem. And a lovely national anthem here as both these teams will have their starting lineups announced. And we will be just about set.
We're going to need to read an announcement.
Absolutely.
I don't know when you want to read that. If you want
Doesn't
to read
matter.
It during lineup or announcements.
We
or
might as well just
lineups.
Do it right now.
Get it.
As we want to remind you that the UIL Boys Basketball State Tournament held at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio will take place Thursday, March 9th through Saturday, March 11th. Tickets can be purchased in person at the Alamo Dome or online through Ticketmaster. Go to Ticketmaster.com and search UIL to find the event and purchase tickets. Additional spectator information can be found at the UIL website.
Thank you for reading that. Starting lineups being announced. Trey Evans for New Home. I'm sorry, not Trey Evans. Yeah,
yes,
Trey Evans.
Trey Evans.
Caden Gray.
As I'm having I'm gonna have the same problem as I've had, looks like, the last two games. I'm not going to be able to hear a word, Randall.
As we're over here once again, I was sitting there thinking, Florida has been the home team in every playoff appearance that they've had.
I think you're right. I don't think they've worn anything other than their white uniforms.
Yep.
And it's got them all the way here so far. As
Reagan Fielder, Caleb Cook, and Mason Turnbow. Oh, stole the PA announcer's thunder there. We had prior information. We had prior knowledge.
We did. We get given the start. Who's going to be the starting lineups about 20 minutes before the game. We tried to keep the roster last time, but
that
was a no-no.
Yeah, they're like,
we weren't supposed to do
that.
That's
not for you.
Sorry, not for you. Just for you to have, or just to look at for a minute.
Yeah.
As if you look, we sit facing the home of Florida crowd, and these two middle sections are absolutely filled to the brim. A lot of green and white going around. A really, really good crowd here for this regional final. As Ty Henderson gets the start, Jason Cooper as well, as the starting five is not going to change from yesterday. Really, I don't think it's changed this entire playoff run.
No, it's been pretty solid. They're going to go with Cooper. That's their defensive specialist. Try to set the pace. Didn't start out that fast as yesterday, but they fully adjusted, started changing pace there in the second period. Yeah. One day they'll get
Hensley,
it right.
Hensley, Hansley.
As I got the story, the student section for Florida was right across from us, right behind the new home bench.
Where they were yesterday.
And I got clarification before the game. They moved them.
Yes.
And I don't even know where they are now.
They're right back here in their leprechaun hats.
Okay. So the reason is in the agreement to play here, you cannot have a student section right behind a visiting bench. Nobody can have signs.
That makes sense.
I saw a heart sign.
Everybody had signs yesterday and today.
Now there's a sign.
Yep, there is one sign. Let's go Whirlwinds. As doing the jumping will be Ty Henderson. And I can't say who that is.
That's number five.
Okay, that is Caden Gray for the New Home Lions, yes. New Home Leopards.
Yeah, the Leopards. Lions. 6'5", Caden Gray.
Ball tipped up in the air. Ball controlled by New Home and Reagan Fielder. Fielder has it top of the key. Immediately swarm. They go to Turnbow. Now they find it underneath the basket. They go up. Caden Gray, shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it. Shot no good, but a foul.
Foul's going to be called on, I'm guessing, Cooper? Nope.
Castillo.
As
New Home, they're going to be aggressive here on the boards.
Yep.
They're going to play aggressive the entire way, and that's going to go against Caden Gray.
You got like 6 inches on everybody on the floor.
Caden Gray at the free throw line. First shot off the front rim. No good. Just underway here. 7:46 to play. No score. Gray, his second shot at the free throw line. Up, in and out, no good. Good rebound by Hinesley. New Home comes away with nothing there. Castillo with it. He's going to dribble right side. Now he's going to pick up his dribble, give it over to Hobbs on the opposite side. Hobbs gets a screen from Henderson, dribbles with his left hand, goes left. Now picks up his dribble at the elbow, kicks it out to Castillo, right wing. Castillo between the legs, backing it back out towards the timeline. Crossover moves, gets inside the paint. Right-handed layup, shot up and good.
Castillo with a nifty floater in the lane, and he'll put Florida ahead 2-0 with 7:20 left to play here in the first.
Fielder just goes right by Jason Cooper, and out the right elbow, picks it up. That ball nearly poked away by Hobbs. There's a goal in the corner for Caden Gray. They go back underneath for Turnbow. Turnbow, left-handed layup, shot no good, and then a falling on the ground. Everybody's got the ball. Nobody has the ball. Timeout taken by Coach Walker as Hobbs had it right on the right block. And I think it'll be just a 30-second timeout. And it will be.
Stay with them for a second.
And we'll stay with it here as a score right now, 2-0.
I'd like to remind everybody that Florida High School Sports is sponsored by Texas Tech Federal Credit Union, Astor Insurance, McCoy Gin, Happy State Bank, Floyd County Farm Bureau Insurance, Bill Wells Chevrolet, Dairy Queen, Probasco Flying Service, Going and Going Insurance, Floyd Co-op Gin, Plains Land Bank, Floyd Power and Light, Quality Body Shop, Florida Family Dentistry, Texas Plains Federal Credit Union, Barwise Gin, Ace Hardware, Western Equipment, Pumpkin Pile, Floyd Collegian ISD, West Texas Family Medicine, Script Pring, and Tyron Minter at Law.
Nice.
Got them all,
you
Tucker.
Got them all in 30 seconds.
Now,
fastest 30 seconds on the radio.
Now I'm going to pass out.
Jason Cooper with it now. He's going to dribble left side, being guarded by Caden Gray, New Home. And a man defense gives it to Castillo. Castillo working to get the screen with Henderson, still on the left wing. Now kicks it up to Hobbs at the top, out by the logo. Hobbs sizing up his defender. He goes right. Now he backs his defender back down, tries to pass it all the way back to Cooper. They're going to say it was a tip, last off of Cooper, and it's going to be a turnover for the Whirlwinds.
Yeah, I don't know if Cooper agrees with that, but that's the call. We'll go with it. 6:43 left to play as New Home will inbound the ball.
Orleans coming out with the, looks like a man press here as Trey Evans working and gets trapped. And Orleans go for the steal and immediately right down the other court, down the Turnbow. He kicks it out to Caleb Cook. Euro step move in the paint. No good, but it's going to be a foul. We'll be going up for two.
See who they call that one on.
Maybe on Hinesley. I think so.
I think you're right.
As Turnbow had a wide open layup on the right block, decided not to take it and kicked it out to Cook, who then took it to the rack. And
I think that's just, I don't know, that's not confidence in your shot or something. I don't know. That he was point blank.
As first free throw up and in for Caleb Cook. First points on the board for the New Home Leopards.
2-1 now your score. 6:31 left to play in the first as Cook will take his second shot.
It's up and in.
Ties the ball game up, 2-2.
Here comes Castillo with it on the far sideline. Goes down to the right wing. Dribbles all the way down inside the free throw line. All the way down to the left side baseline. He's inside the paint. Kicks it out to Cooper. Cooper thought about firing the three. Kicks it to Hobbs. Right wing for three. And it's in.
Hobbs with his first 3-point of the ball game. It's 5-2 now. 6:13 to play in the first.
Fielder with it. Gave it to Turnbow. Who then threw it over the head of Caden Gray. Causes the turnover.
The speed in the press of Floyd Ada affecting that. And the miscommunication and the throw out of bounds.
Here comes Castillo with it. Right in front of us here. Goes left wing with it. Dribbles inside the paint. Harkin left elbow. Gives it back to Hobbs. Hobbs gets a screen from Henderson. Working right wing with it. Gives it back to Henderson. Ball tipped.
Oh.
But able to get it to Henderson. Henderson kicks it over to the baseline for Cooper. Cooper was trying to pass it to Hansi but got it swatted away. Now Castillo with it left wing. Irwin still with possession of it. 5:43 to go. Cooper with it top of the key. He's dribbling with his left hand, trying to feed it underneath to Hinesley, and it's an errant pass.
Yep.
And it goes out of bounds.
Turnover, and it'll be New Holmes basketball with 5:39 to play. 5-2, your score, Flay, with a 3-point lead.
Arms checks in for the Leopards. That ball poked out of bounds by Cooper. About nearly took out Mr. 806 himself.
Yeah, Jason
Keep Pearson. Your head on a swivel, brother.
Yeah, you got to. Stay off your phone whenever you go down there underneath the basket.
You got to be careful, man. Boy, they're just poking that ball out every chance they can get.
Thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment just willy-nilly down there.
Ball goes into Trey Evans, who then gives it to Cook. Now New Home crosses half court with it. Felder with it, being worked against Henderson. They go right side to Trey Evans. He'll take the jump shot. No good. Ball tipped and rebounded by New Home. Shot up in the paint. No good either. That was by Caleb Cook, and a foul going the other. Nope, it's going to be out of bounds. As they last touch by New Home. And that's something, Florida, they're going to have to get on the board here. They're gonna, on the glass,
yeah.
Rather.
Yeah.
As Hobbs with it now, right in front of us here on the left side. Gets a screen from Hinesley, left side. Uses it. New Home switches. Hobbs goes into the paint. Tough shot in the paint, up and in.
Hobbs is going to have to be on today, as he has been a little off in the last
quickly
couple.
Down the court, New Home goes up with it. And Caden Gray slams it home. Castillo with another side spin move, right-handed layup in the paint, and the Florida answers right back.
Castillo answers. You can slam for dough or show.
And then that ball stolen away. Castillo, ball still loose on the floor. Cobbs ends up with it, gives it to Henderson. Henderson goes in the lane, layup up, shot no good. New Home coming up with the court. Now with it, ball loose on the floor. Whirlwind swarming on it. Hinesley has it, jump ball.
Play ball off the possession. Arrow.
And it will be Florida possession. That's out. Basically like a car crash just happened in front of
us. Yeah, but no foul call.
No foul call. Everybody's letting them play.
9-4 is your score. 4:36, and the New Home fans are on fire behind us.
Irate. Hobbs is going to inbound. Looking inside. He gives it to Henderson down the left corner. Henderson, he's going to pop the three. He looks short, and it is. Hobbs nearly had the rebound. Ball loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. Another jump ball. As the ball was on the floor, Hinesley dove on it, had tied it up.
Yep.
And no matter what, Hobbs fell to the ground. So, I mean, you can't fault New Home for tripping over Hobbs whenever he was already on the floor not causing anything to happen.
Yeah, I didn't see anything that was wouldn't have, yeah.
That ball inbounded to Trey Evans being guarded by Cooper. He's going to go try to go near sideline with it. Gives it up to Beck. Now as they swing it over left side for Caden Gray. Now, of course, to the right side for Evans for three. No good off the side of the rim. No good. But Caden Gray there with the rebound. He's going to back inside the paint. Shot no good. We're going to be going up for two. And Caden Gray.
And you're starting to see a little frustration.
Yeah, Caden Gray already jawing with Henderson.
With the New Home team and also... You hear it behind us.
Well, everybody knows how important this game
this
is.
This game is hugely important, and I don't know
you
that.
You don't want to see it.
Everybody underestimates
point.
Florida because of their size, but their speed and their defense is incredible.
Fouls on Jason Cooper. It's his first. Gray at the free throw line misses it. 0-for-3 from the line so far. 9-4 your score here. 4:11 to go in the first period. Just underway here. I don't know what you, Randall. I'm kind of feeling the big game feelers.
I am. I kind of like this.
Gray,
used
second
to it.
Free throw. No good either. Nice block out by Hinesley. Ends up in the hands of Cooper. And here come the Whirlwinds up the court. Cross court pass to Hobbs. Thought about popping the three. Said he's going to try and dribble right side. Gall gets poked away. And here comes Felder with it. Layup up and in. Anderson with it. Immediately up the court to Hobbs on the right wing. Hobbs is trying to go baseline with it, and there's a reach-in call. It's going to go against Arms. As that is, you can hear probably a call it both ways. That's the first team foul for Newholm.
Yep, yep. And three, Floyd has three team fouls.
Hobbs inbounds. Looks to Cooper, right wing. Gives it out to Henderson now. Now back to Castillo, opposite side. Castillo working against Brazos. Beck, he's going to pop the three. It's going to be off the mark.
Yep,
no good.
Off.
Hobbs with the rebound in the corner. Throws it out to Castillo. Castillo going to run, and he's going to pass it to Henderson underneath the basket. Shot no good. And then quickly up the court, Newholm throws it away.
Wow.
A lot of emotion on the court.
Lots of emotion on the court.
And in the stands. Cooper with it. Top of the key. Crossover move. He's going to try and get inside the paint. Little floater with the right hand. No good. Henderson going up for the layup. Doesn't get it. Quickly, Newholm down the court. They've got a two-on-one. Goes to Jackson Martinez. Right-handed layup. Too strong. And there's a putback up and in for Reagan Felder.
Felder with the board and the putback. And is 9-8. Floyd with a one-point lead.
Hobbs with it. Kicks it over to Hinesley. A little jump shot from the baseline. In and out. No good. It's a good shot there for Hinesley. Just didn't fall.
Yep.
Quickly, Newholm pushing it up the court. Caleb Cook kicks it over right side. Martinez for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Newholm again. Brazos Beck with it. Top of the key, Reagan Felder. He'll take the three. And it's in.
Felder will give Florida, Newholm a two-point lead, 11-9.
Second
chance, 39 to play in the first.
Castillo with it. Crossover move, and there's a body foul, and that's going to go against Brazos Beck.
That's his first.
Substitutions coming in. As Luis Gonzalez checks in.
2:34 to play. Florida down 11-9.
Castillo with it. He's going to dribble left side. He's going to try and back down his opponent, and there's going to be
travel.
A travel. He did. He shuffled his feet inside there.
And it was a travel.
Another turnover. Newholm will have possession of it. Reagan Felder with it. Gives it back to Beck. Now back to Felder. Near sideline. He's going to cross half court with it. He's going to work up against Luis Gonzalez. Immediately runs into a trap underneath Martinez. And then right there to Trey Evans. Layup up. Good. And the foul.
Blocking foul. Just Henderson.
And that'll go against Ty Henderson. That'll be his first foul. Fourth team foul, I believe, for the Whirlwinds.
Count the bucket. And the and one attempt will be upcoming. 13-9. Your score. Newholm. Up by four with 2:14 left to play. Henderson just a little late establishing a position under the goal.
As this will be a mark a 10-0 run if a free throw goes in, and it does for Evans. Florida was leading 9-4, and now a trail 14-9 as Trevino has checked in. Luis Gonzalez with the top of the key. He's going to try and kick it inside. Now gives it to Castillo, right wing. Thought about the three. Instead goes underneath for Henderson. Henderson, his shot no good, but a foul.
Foul.
And that goes against Trey Evans. That'll be his first.
Cook.
Psych. It's going to be against Caleb Cook.
Caleb
I saw
Cook.
A three.
Yep.
Down there. It was a 33.
Yep. 33. As Henderson will go line for the first time tonight to shoot two.
Henderson, left-handed shot, up and in.
Makes it 14-10. Four-point lead. He can cut it to three here. For Newholm. Got both of them. Henderson, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Now Newholm with the ball in the back court.
Evans with it, goes far sideline, being trapped by Trevino and Henderson. Gets it up to Beck. And they cross half court on the right side. Beck's going to dribble right side now with it. Picks up his dribble, being swarmed by Gonzalez. Looking for somebody to give it to. That ball poked away by Castillo and then poked away by Martinez,
yep.
And it goes out of bounds.
That's the right call.
So that is a turnover for Newholm. Florida will have possession of it.
1:46 to play here in the first. Ball
Hobbs
comes into Hobbs.
Yep, he will get it. And he will cross half court with it, going to the far sideline of the right timeline. Gets a screen from Henderson at the top of the key. Between the legs moves, looking for somebody, gives it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with it. He's going to dribble up to the top of the key, looking for a little give and go with Henderson. Instead, kicks it out to Trevino, left wing. Trevino tries to drive inside the paint. Tough shot against some contact.
Wow,
he gets
Trevino.
It to go. That's a tough shot. Good defense by Newholm.
It's a one-point lead for Newholm, 14-13.
Felder with it quickly up the court to Martinez. Martinez right-handed layup up and in. Breaking the press with ease net right there for Newholm. Trevino now with it. Again, Floreta going quickly up the court. Castillo with it.
Back to a
three-point
lead. He's
going to go right side inside layup. Maybe got away with the push-off. Kicks it to Gonzalez in the right corner. Gonzalez still has his dribble. Now goes baseline with it. Tries to feed it underneath for Henderson.
Turnover.
And a lot of... As that ball, Newholm has it. Brazos Beck with it. Kicks it over to the right side for Trey Evans. Trey Evans finds a shot underneath. That 2-1 too strong. Again, an offensive rebound by Newholm. And that has been a key all night or all day today. Caleb Cook with it, left corner. Goes underneath with it. Finds a cutting man to the bucket. Up and in for Reagan Felder and the foul.
Felder with his third bucket of the ball game from the floor. And
goes against Trevino.
Well, he's also got a three-pointer. Foul will be against Trevino. That'll send... Fielder line for the and one.
Makes it 18-13 with 33 seconds left to play here in the first.
No shot, good on no the good. Free throw. Hobbs with the board. Floreta down by five. Hobbs now crosses into half court. 25 on the clock. Goes left with it. He's just going to go straight to the bucket. Swatted out of bounds. No good, but a blocking foul on the continuation.
Yep.
We'll be shooting two. As that'll be number one on Reagan Felder. Slid over. If he'd have been there a half second earlier, he'd have got the charge. But was just a little late getting in there.
Reagan Felder with his first foul.
I want to apologize for any words you may hear from the people behind us. As Hobbs nails the first free throw.
Classy. We're the classiest broadcast.
We stay here, man. We are here. As Orlando Ortiz checks in, Henderson checks out.
18-14. Hobbs can cut it to three.
Shot.
Rattles
around and goes in.
18-15 now. Floyd down by three with 21 seconds left.
That ball tipped, but
in the first.
Cook with it near sideline. Throws it all the way up the court to Jackson Martinez. He's going to go baseline with it. Gets picked up by Gonzalez. Underneath, they kick it out for three. Top of the key for Beck. And it's in.
His first three-pointer, second three-pointer of the game for Newholm.
2 seconds on the clock. Orlando Ortiz throws it up at the buzzer. No good. And that's how the first period is going to end with the Newholm Leopards up 21-15. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second period. You're listening to Whirlwind Basketball on 106.1 Flip FM.
Agriculture is more than a job. It's a way of life. When your livelihood is at stake due to the markets or Mother Nature, you need a risk management strategy. Assiter Insurance Agency and Floyd Data can provide risk management strategies through their multi-peril, livestock, and crop health lines. They utilize the latest technology, providing customers instant access to their policies anytime and from any turn row. If you'd like to discuss strategies to protect your operation, call Tim, Tanner, or Callie at 983-2511. Assiter Insurance, Ag Risk Specialist and Authorized ArmTech Agent.
As kids go through life, they learn lessons. Lessons that will help steer them through life. Most of those lessons are learned while playing youth sports, like the discipline to get up and go to work every day, the ability to work with others even if you don't see eye to eye, and how to lose with dignity. McCoy Gin agrees with these principles and proudly supports Floyd Ada High School sports. McCoy Gin, locally owned and operated. And proudly supports Floyd Ada High School sports.
And we welcome you back here to the Texan Dome. Tucker Lowrance, Randall Sims. 21-15 your score here as Newholm leads going into the second period.
6-point lead for Newholm. Floyd will have the ball off the possession arrow to start this period. Gonzalez will inbound directly in front of us.
Castillo will have it. He's going to cross over move. He's going to get inside the paint. Left handed up and in. Avoiding the charge, and he gets that bucket to fall. Newholm looking to inbound here. That ball foul. They're going to get Luis Gonzalez on the foul.
21-17. 4-point lead for Newholm. 7:48 to play. Floyd is going to go with their fast package.
One more.
Their defense package.
Yeah, one more foul, and it's going to send Newholm to the free throw line. That ball goes into Felder. Now up to Cook. That ball tipped and lost, and Hobbs, he got They got knocked around by Caden Gray. As that ball was off the tip of the hands of Caden Gray and tipped up in the air, and Hobbs was going up for it.
Evans called for the foul.
Both guys going for it, but Gray just kind of got a little bit more of Hobbs than he should have. That's his first foul. Ball goes into Trevino, top of the key. Trevino kicks it out to Hobbs. Hobbs, he's going to pop the three from the right wing. It's short, no good. Rebound off the hands of Trevino, and it goes to Newholm. Here they come up the court. That ball thrown down the sideline to Turnbow. Turnbow kicks it all the way across court to Felder. Felder, he's going to get inside the free throw line. And a swing at left side. There's a shot for three off the right side rim. No good, but right there is a rebound for Trey Evans, and he gets the bucket.
Makes it 23-17, 7:16 left to play before half.
Castillo with it. He's at the right wing. Gives it now back out to Hobbs. Hobbs, top of the key. He's going to go right side with it. He's going to go tough layup. Shot blocked out of bounds. They say off of Hobbs and out of bounds.
Turnover. It's going to be Florida, Newholm's basketball. Newholm will inbound. Up 23-17. Pass down. Wide open. Bucket. And good for Turnbow.
Yeah, for just immediately broke the press, passed to the middle, and then Turnbow wide open. 8-point lead now for Newholm. Luis Gonzalez, he's going to pop a three from Randall's dorm room again.
Yeah, no
that one,
kidding.
No good. Ball loose on the floor. Hobbs with it. Orlando Ortiz ended up with it. Ended up in the hands of Castillo. Castillo gives it back to Gonzalez, but he traveled with it.
Classy broadcast. What we do. That and crab cakes.
Yep. Felder with it. He's going to hang on to it. Well, now he's going to put the ball down, working against Gonzalez. Just going to go right side and blow right by him. Going up with Castillo. That should be a jump ball, and it is.
Jump ball call to be Newholm's ball off the possession arrow.
As Trey Evans will inbound. Gives it now up to top of the key for Felder. Felder working against Orlando Ortiz. A nice spin move. He gets the shot up. No good. But then there's going to be a foul going the other way, and that's going to be against Caden Gray. No, yes, it is.
Went up and over.
Yeah, that was a good block out by Orlando Ortiz.
Caden Gray with his first. And nobody from Newholm with two fouls, but a lot of people with one.
Caden Gray for two.
Oh, do you? No, it was against, that was against Evans, Trey Evans. The first foul is against Evans.
Ortiz with it, gives it out to Trevino, left wing. Trevino,
I know which foul you're talking about.
To Hobbs, left corner. He goes underneath for Orlando Ortiz on the baseline. Now they kick it out, top of the key. Castillo for three. Off the mark, no good.
Rebound by Beck.
Quickly down the court, here comes Dane Arms with it. The ball nearly ripped away. But Reagan Felder ends up with it. They swing it one extra pass in the right corner and shot way off the mark, no good. Ball ends up in the hands of Hobbs, as that shot was by Brazos Beck. No good. Hobbs now with it. Right wing. He's going to dribble inside. Left wing now takes a running floater off the back of the rim. No good. Floreda going cold here.
Yeah.
As quickly up the court. Newholm now. There's a jump stop and a layup up. No good. And again, there's a layup up and in for Caleb Cook off the rebound as Hobbs had perfect possession and blocked him out.
Now a 10-point lead for Newholm. What is?
Castillo with it, drives inside the lane. Shot good and one. A great answer there for Castillo.
Let's see who this foul is going to be called on.
Five. It's going to go against. That's number two for Caden Gray. So
there
he
go.
Is. Anderson checking back in. Orlando Ortiz will check out. Castillo at the free throw line to convert the and one. And he does.
Cuts it to a 7-point lead for Newholm. 27-20 with 5:20 left to play here before half. That ball loose
on the floor. They say last touch by Floreda.
That was kicked by number 30 Fielder. That went off of his foot from what I saw.
They're going to say it was off Floreda. So Newholm will still inbound. That ball goes in to Caleb Cook. He's going to go left side. He's going to get poked away by Hobbs. Hobbs quickly up the court now to Castillo. Castillo down the far sideline. Crossover move. Step back three. Short. No good. Newholm with the rebound. Up the court, here they come. Reagan Felder now goes right side with it. No call on anything. I thought an errant whistle, but it might have been just a sneaker squeak. Is that shot no good by Newholm? Rebound goes to
Castillo.
He's going to throw it up the court for Hobbs. Hobbs, a beautiful pass. Layup up, no good, but he gets the foul. And that's going to go against Trey Evans. That'll be number two on him. Blocking foul. That'll be the seventh team foul for Newholm.
27-20. That'll send Hobbs the line to shoot two. He hit his first two earlier. Nope, Brazos back.
Okay.
Wait. Who did we think it was
on? I thought it was on Evans, number
three. That's what I
thought. Hobbs at the line, nails the first one. I'm just going to stop trying to give Trey Evans two fouls. That's already twice I've done that.
There you go. He's immune. First shot is up and good for Hobbs.
Chance to cut it to five here with this free throw. And he does.
27-22, 4:46 to play here in the first half. Play down by five.
Caleb Cook with it. He's going to go far sideline. Immediately picks up the ball, stolen away by Trevino. Trevino up the court to Hobbs. Hobbs is going to stop. He's going to pop the three from the right wing. In and out. Oh, no good. That would have been huge.
Floreta cannot hit a three here in the first half.
Floreta still coming with some pressure. And then Hobbs going to get him. They're going to get Hobbs with the push.
It's going to be his first.
It'll be yep, and it's going to send Newholm to the free throw line.
Four 26 to play before the halftime break. Newholm up 27-22. Hinesley set to check in.
It's Beck 1-1. Hinesley going, has to check in.
Beck going to the free throw line for the 1-1.
Hobbs is going to check out.
Nope, you got that.
They
one.
Gave it to Trey Evans, so it's not on Brazos Beck.
There you go.
Randall,
there you go.
Asking you shall receive.
That shot no
shot
good.
Shot was no good. I don't even know who's at the free throw line. Castillo with it. That ball nearly stolen away, and it is by Jackson Martinez. He's loose on the floor. Ball still loose on the floor. Diving, and the last say it's out of bounds off of Castillo. It's just a lazy pass there as Martinez was hanging out.
The shooter
was
at the line
rip
was,
that away.
Was Beck. Beck was at the line.
Okay.
And he missed.
Okay.
The 1-1.
We're back now. It's Newholm with possession of it. Ball goes into Beck, being guarded by Trevino. He's going to go right side with it, try to feed it underneath. That ball nearly poked away. There's Hinesley. That ball now was ripped away by Gonzalez. And here he comes up the court. Whirlwinds have numbers, gives it to Trevino, and Trevino, he took a step before he put the dribble down. And another costly turnover there. Hobbs is going to check back in.
4-0 for Trevino. Left to play before the halftime break. 27-22, 5-point lead for Newholm.
I really didn't expect anything less from this game.
No.
It's been really, really good so far at ball. Ooh, I thought he was out of bounds.
Yeah,
that
I thought somebody
Gonzalez.
Stepped out
I think
of
that
bounds.
Was Gonzalez's
yeah,
shoe.
I think you're
he
right.
He probably got away with the foul. That crossover move by Trey Evans. That ball is loose on the floor. It's nearly stolen away. That was could have been a double dribble. But going up hard to the bucket is Reagan Felder, and he gets it to go, working against...
And now, player down.
Yeah, that is Felder.
Can't talk about that. According to UIL rules, sure, let's take a 30-second break and
we
be
will.
Back. You're listening to Floyd High School Basketball 106.1 Flip FM.
Happy State Bank proudly offers a special service for our customers. Save the cents, a simple way to build your savings. When you use your debit card, we'll round up to the nearest dollar and you start saving. It's that simple. Stop by a Happy State Bank branch today and ask about our Save the Cents program. Visit happybank.com for more details. Happy State Bank, a division of Centennial Bank. Member FDIC. Certain transaction fees, replacement fees, limitations, and requirements may apply. Must have a Happy State Bank personal checking account, personal savings account, and debit card to enroll. Refer to product terms and conditions to see bank for details.
Welcome back here to the Texan Dome as injured players made his way. They stayed in.
How did he stay in?
Reagan Felder stayed in. Castillo with it. Shot up in the paint. No good. Ball tipped, and controlled by Newholm. That pass, an errant pass. Luis Gonzalez nearly came away with the steal. Now quickly up the court. Caleb Cook, left-handed layup up and in, and the foul.
Cook with a bucket. And he's going to draw the foul off Hobbs, I believe. That'll be his second. It's going to make it 31-22, back to a 9-point lead as Cook can make it 10.
This may be the first time we've seen size actually be a kind of an issue for Floyd Ada.
Yeah. Yeah, his new home. Beating Floyd Ada on the boards.
That shot no good. Rebound by Hobbs. Hobbs loses it on the floor. He's on his butt. Gets it up the court to Henderson. Henderson trailing. He's going to take a running layup up, and it's in off the left hand.
His first field goal. Makes it 31-24.
Floyd Ada still here in their full court press as Newholm hasn't had any problems with it tonight. Jackson Martinez with it, right wing. He's going to dribble left-handed. Now kicks it up to Beck. Beck swings it. Now they're over to the left side. Caden Gray now to the corner for Martinez. He's going to take a jump shot, and it's in. It's for two.
Two-point shot.
Still a 9-point lead now for Newholm. Luis Gonzalez, crossover move. He gets inside the paint, and that's going to be a foul against Martinez, and that's going to send Gonzalez to the free throw line.
He'll be going to the line to shoot the 1-1. With 2:47 left to play here in the first half, 33-24 your score. Cooper will check in for Castillo.
As Randall, I'll tell you what, if I was a referee, I don't think I'd have as thick a skin as these referees have. With hearing what's been said behind us from this new home side, as Gonzalez at the free throw line, it's in.
Go to the line to shoot again.
But that's why I'm not a referee, Randall.
That's why,
yeah. Because I have a short temper.
Yeah, I have a short fuse. I don't think I could take the verbal abuse I've heard so far in this game. Second shot.
And it's in. Good. So, Floyd Ada doing wonderful on free throws tonight. As Brandon Beck's going to try to take it now. He swings it cross court to Caleb Cook, and they've already broken the press. He's going to take a jump shot off the backboard. No good. Cooper with it. He was bumped when he did it. And he swats it away, and Cooper still ends up with it on the floor. Kicks it out. Hobbs now with it. He gets tripped up by Martinez, and that's his second foul. That'll be his second for Jackson Martinez. Sends Bron Hobbs to the free throw line. Whirlwinds chance to cut it to 6 here off the 1-1.
33-25. Your score as Hobbs will go to the line to shoot two.
Two. What?
Yeah.
Okay, it is a double bonus. The referees were kind of converging, I thought, on Hobbs, and I thought they were going to wave that one off, but.
33-27.
Dane Arms checks back in for Martinez as Martinez checks out with two fouls. He's got 4 points so far. Hobbs at the free throw line. Nails that one.
33-28. Back to a 5-point lead for Newholm.
As Hobbs got caught right behind. Yeah, that's going to be his third.
Player stop in front of you. Your momentum carries you into him, and that's exactly what happened as Evans will go to the line to shoot the 1-1.
It is a 1-1.
Castillo will check back in.
Checks in for Hobbs.
.224 to play here in the first half.
Shot up and in.
Good. Makes it 34-28, 6-point lead for Newholm.
Evans at the free throw line for the second one, and it's in. Castillo with it. Now gives it up to Cooper. Cooper, he's going to stop. He's going to pop three from the left wing. It's off the mark. No good, but there's Luis Gonzalez for the board. Gives it up to Castillo. Castillo finds his way into the paint. Right-handed layup up and in.
Gonzalez with the rebound. Castillo with the points. 5-point lead for
Trey
Newholm.
Evans with it. A ball thrown away nearly, and it's going to go stepped out of bounds. No. As it will be Newholm basketball.
It's starting to turn into a tough game to broadcast, Tucker.
It really is. There's only so much we can handle.
Yeah.
As that ball stolen away by Jason Cooper, gives it to Henderson. Henderson Layup in the left paint, and it's in. Florida, three-point lead now for Newholm.
35-32.
And then Newholm breaks the press. Dane Arms with it right wing. He's going to back it back out, being guarded by Hinesley. Hinesley swarming him. Swarming him. He's got nowhere to go with it. That ball goes out of bounds. Ooh, they say last touch by Castillo.
He did
poke that one, and it did end up going out of bounds.
1:43. Florida has come all the way back from down by 10. To be down by three.
Brazos Beck, because he's going to take it now. He's going to try and dribble right side. Kicks it out to the right wing, or excuse me, right corner for Cook. And then feeds it out now top of the key for Trey Evans. He dribbles left side, trying to find it underneath to Luis Gonzalez. He steals it away up the court to Henderson. Henderson, left-handed layup up. Good.
Makes it 35-34. One-point lead for Newholm. Flores' defense has got them back in it.
Yes, they do. Brazos Beck with it. Far side, being working against Luis Gonzalez. Now bounce pass underneath to Evans. They go cross court to Caden Gray. Caden Gray's going to take it in. He's going to step, hop step, draws the foul against Hinesley. Shot was no good. Down there in the left corner.
Foul's going to be on Hinesley, his second, and that's going to send Gray to the line for the third time tonight. He has yet to hit a free throw. It's 0-for-4. He's going to be shooting two here. As Newholm in the double bonus.
Yep. Both teams in the double bonus.
It's his first free throw of the night.
Makes him 1-for-5.
36-34 with 1:10 left to play. Before half.
Yep. Gray, second shot. No good. Nice strong rebound there for Hinesley. 2-point lead now. Castillo is going to have the ball. Top of the key. Between the legs moves. He's trying to go right with it. He does go right with it. Right-handed layup. Swatted out of bounds by Caden Gray. The best thing about a block going out of bounds is Florida retains possession.
Yep. 101 left to play before half. Florida down by two.
Nice inbounds play to Castillo. He just goes up and under and gets his bucket to go. Tie ball game here. Newholm now.
Defense.
Getting pressured here.
All five players for Newholm in the front back court now come through.
Split. There's a tough turnaround jump shot by Mojica as he checks into the game on the left block. Back and forth now. Castillo with it.
2-point lead for Newholm.
Castillo's going to go left hand. He's going to take it back. Crossover move. He gets inside the paint. No good. Going the other way. It's a charge.
Charge. That's going to go against Castillo.
We had a feeling there Newholm was going to know that Castillo was going to try and take it to the bucket, as he has the last few times.
38-36, 32 seconds left to play. Here comes Newholm down the floor.
They just lob it up to Gray, who's now in trouble, finds his defender. He just falls down.
Yeah.
Maybe
that
looking at
just
Coach
fell
Walker,
down.
Coach Walker's in his own, he's on his own side right there.
Turnover. Here
it
comes.
Is.
Yeah, I don't.
There's no really telling what happened there.
Yeah.
Castillo with it. He gets a screen from Hinesley. He's going to pop the three. Off the back rim, no good. Newholm now with the rebound. Mojica with it. Gives it to Beck. Beck being guarded by Henderson.
6 seconds.
Sworn by Henderson. Gives it up to Mojica.
3 seconds.
Mojica, two at the buzzer. He's got to get it off. He puts it up. No good. And that's how your first half is going to end. With the Florida Whirlwinds trailing Newholm at the half, 38-36. We'll take a break. We'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to Whirlwind Basketball, 106.1 Flip FM.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Call us today at 983-3777 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Hey folks, Brian Bruce here at Bill Wells Chevrolet in Plainview. If you're in Floyd County, you're just a short drive away from Bill Wells. Or you can visit us on the web at BillWellsChevrolet.com. We have the largest selection in Plainview of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. No matter what you're looking for, we've got it. So find new roads to Bill Wells Chevy and come be a part of our family. at 501 South I-27.
Where your next car's in Plainview.
What sets DQ apart from the pack? Where do we start? We can talk burgers loaded with everything from crispy to spicy. Country baskets filled with chicken strips and steak fingers. And those soft serve treats? Where else are you going to find a blizzard or a dipped cone? You see, just like the Lone Star State, DQ does its own thing. That's why for treats and eats, it's nobody but DQ.
In farming, you know that timing is critical to help your crop meet its maximum potential. From planting date to irrigation to timely application of your crop protection products, even a day can make a difference. With a fleet of three planes, Probasco Flying Service and Floyd Data is the first place to call for efficient, timely aerial application of your farm chemicals. For more than 30 years, Probasco Flying Service has served the farmers and ranchers of Floyd and the surrounding counties, and they look forward to continuing that service for another 30 years. Call Probasco Flying Service at 983-2314.
I'm Taylor Sue with Going and Going Insurance. I was born in Florida, raised in Florida, and I'm thankful to be able to do business in Florida. Going and Going was established in 1926 and will be here for years to come. I've got an arsenal of insurance carriers to make sure that you get the coverage you need at the right price. We take pride in offering great customer service and want to make sure that your insurance dollars go further. Call us in Florida, Hell Center, and Petersburg. For all your insurance needs, get going.
In West Texas, it's cotton that clothes our children, feeds our families, and drives our economy. Whether you're a first-year farmer or you've been in the business for years, when it comes to ginning your cotton, you need reliability, timely service, and experience. Since 1972, Floydada Co-op Gin has remained a leader in the field of agriculture and continues to provide the service you've come to expect from a leader. Floydada Co-op Gin, leading the way when it comes to your cotton.
What does legacy mean to you? Webster describes it as something to be passed from generation to generation. Plains Land Bank wants to help you finance your legacy. Hi, I'm Travis Parker. I'm a loan officer here in our Plainview office. Plains Land Bank is passionate about agriculture and passionate about helping producers be successful. We know that land is more than your livelihood, it's your legacy. Come see me at our office on West 7th Street in Plainview and see how we can help you own a piece of Texas.
Is your home haunted? You can't see it, but it's there. It's called phantom power, and it could be draining your dollars. Think this is off? Think again. Phantom power drains electricity on equipment that's plugged in, sucking up to 10% of your home's energy use. In 1 year, that's enough to buy 150 donuts. Fight the phantoms. Unplug unused devices in the kitchen and bathroom. Plug into power bars with timers or auto shut off.
An energy saving message from Floydada Power and Light.
And now, a word from your car.
Thank you, Concrete Parking Divider, for reaching out and grabbing my low centered bumper. My grill has never looked worse. I'm heading to Quality Body Shop on the square in downtown Floydada to get fixed. Their specialist will have me back on the road in no time.
When your car is crying out for help, call the experts who have been in business for more than 60 years. Quality Body Shop. Call 806-983-5032 to schedule your appointment today.
Did you know that one out of every two people are missing at least one tooth? Missing teeth can lead to dental shifting and food compaction that will adversely affect enjoying the foods you love to eat. At Floydada Family Dentistry, we provide the latest in dental implant restoration techniques. Dental implants are safe, durable, and can last a lifetime. If you're tired of not being able to chew foods you used to enjoy, call Floydada Family Dentistry at 806-983-2975 or visit us at floydadadental.com to learn more. I am Dr. Thomas Stewart, and I look forward to treating all of your dental needs.
Welcome you back here to the Texan Dome. Tucker Lawrence along with Randall Sims to my left as it is a two-point lead for the New Home Leopards here at the halftime. They lead 38-36 and what has been a very highly emotional game, not only on the court but in the stands as well.
I think we should just take a second and say we are located on the opposite side of the floor of the Florida fans.
Yes.
I'm not going to call out anybody, but I am saying if something bleeds across the air, no, it is not coming from the
from
KFLP Sports, 106.1 Flip FM, Paramount Broadcasting, or anything associated with that. None of the views that are being expressed or anything to do, it's from the general public. So we're going to try to cover it up as much as we can, talk through it, but just if something leaks through, we completely apologize.
As it's a 38-36 ball game. Whirlwind's down by two as we go to Randall Sims. Randall the Brain Sims for first half stats.
As New Home leading the game by 2 points at this point. They led as much as 10? There in the first half?
Yeah, I think so.
I never even add up scoring. Oh, my gosh, I'm doing a horrible job. You got scoring added up? No. Okay, no.
What?
Talk about this down here for a second.
As New Home got to a hot start in the first period of play, they outscored the Whirlwinds 21-15. Floreda able to kind of figure it out here in the second period of play. Got a little bit of help on the defensive side, forced some turnovers, got to the free throw line. As Floreda scored 21 points in the second period compared to New Home's 17 that they put up, kind of eerily similar to the Reagan County game from yesterday. Floreda off to a kind of a cold start in that first period of play, but a much better second period as Floreda still trails here by two. It's both these teams on the court here getting some shots up. Again, the winner of this will move on to the state tournament where they will face the winner of Lipan or Toler.
Go ahead and get that out of the way.
Okay. As we also want to remind you, speaking of the state basketball tournament, the UIL Boys Basketball State Tournament held at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio will take place Thursday, March 9th through Saturday, March 11th. Tickets can be purchased in person at the Alamo Dome or online through Ticketmaster. Go to Ticketmaster.com and search UIL to find the event and purchase tickets. Additional spectator information can be found at the UIL website.
As far as scoring goes, or the individual performances, New Home. Go run through them. They're led in scoring by Trey Evans. He has 7 points at the half. Caleb Cook with two field goals and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. He has 6. They're New Home kind of spread out their scoring. Oh, I'm completely wrong. Reagan Fielder, he has 11 points. He has 4 field goals and a 3-pointer. So he has 11 at the half. Then Martinez with 4, Gray with 3, Mojica and Turnbow with 2. As a team, New Home had 13 field goals, 6 for 12 from the free throw line, 2 three-pointers, and 15 rebounds. Floyd was led in scoring the first half by Castillo. He had 13, followed by Hobbs with 11. Ty Henderson dropped behind him with 8 points. And then Gonzalez and Trevino each with 2. Floyd had 11 field goals in the first. Went 11-11 from the free throw line, 1 three-pointer, and 9 rebounds. Floyd trailing in the rebounding game.
Which we kind of expected here with the size.
Yeah, and only hit 1 three-pointer so far in the first half. That's a little unexpected. We'll see if they improve on that.
I can tell you for certain who the winner of this game will be facing.
Okay.
It'll be the third straight regional championship for Lipan as they defeated Tolar 43-30.
Okay, so there we go.
Winner of this will face Lipan.
Gets a first-class ticket to San Antonio. First-class. A ticket to San Antonio.
Take a bus.
Yeah, they'll get to ride the bus. Here we go. To San Antonio, to the Alamo Dome, where it hells inside to take on.
Hopefully they fix
Lipan. And then the winner of that game will get to play for the state championship. 38 seconds left before the end of halftime. We'll take it with them. Or we'll stay with them, I guess.
Yeah, they may kick it off early here.
Yeah.
But as we get set, we'll see how the Whirlwinds answer with the size of New Home, and we'll see how New Home answers with Floreda after that second period of play.
You see two different demeanors by the coaching staffs. We see one kind of lecturing officials. The other one just hanging out with them, just saying, hey, let's go with the flow, man.
Nothing you can do for the next 16 minutes but play basketball, Randall.
That's right. Let it sort itself out on the floor.
That's what we're going to do. As possession arrow will favor the Whirlwinds now. As the Whirlwinds, they move left to right as you listen. Can already feel it, Randall. 2 games in 2 days.
You, are you getting sore?
I'm getting there, but no, I'm still fine. As
don't pull anything.
Something's happening at the scores table. Oh, there she is.
Oh, we're waiting for the official score.
She didn't hear the horn the first time or the second time.
She's like, I was back there watching the end of the Lopan Toller game.
Always a good game. Florida will get it to start here, down by two. Hobbs on the court along with Castillo, Hinesley, Henderson, and Cooper. You're starting five from tip-off. Hobbs is going to have it. Gives it to Henderson, top of the key. To Cooper, extra pass to Castillo, left corner for three, in and out, no good. Ball tipped around. Newholm with the rebound. If they just look up the court, they're going to have a wide open pass. As there's a two-on-one now of Newholm. There's a shot, no good, affected by Hinesley, but rebound by Newholm and then a foul. Now, I believe will be going on Hinesley, as Hinesley was able to cause enough disruption to knock off Caden Gray from making a layup, but they couldn't hold on to it. Mason Turnbow will head to the free throw line with that foul going against Hinesley, number three.
We'll go to the line to shoot two. 38-36, the score. That shot is good. Makes it 39-36, three-point lead for Newholm.
Second free throw looks strong, and it is. Rebound goes to Hobbs.
Hobbs with his fifth board of the night.
Castillo with it, left wing. Backing down his opponent. Goes, floats it up inside the paint. No good. But then immediately reaches in. There's maybe almost a jump ball. As Newholm, as Trey Evans finally rips it away. And he's going to go away with it. He's going to give it up to Caden Gray, top of the key now. Being guarded by Hobbs, who has three fouls now, to Caleb Cook, as Newholm may be playing keep away here. They immediately go underneath, and it's going to be a foul against Castillo. Just trying to reach around and knock it away from Trey Evans.
Be his third foul of the ball game. 7:08 left to play in the third. 39-36. Newholm will inbound under their basket. Second team foul against Florida in this half.
Ball goes in to Turnbow now. Swung over to Caden Gray, top of the key. Now swinged over to the right wing for Trey Evans. Dribbles inside. Nearly gets it stolen away by Henderson. That's Caleb Cook now with it in the right corner. Gives it back out to Turnbow. Newholm very content with just taking their time with it. Swung out to the left side for Trey Evans. He's going to take a jump shot. No good. Rebound to Hobbs. Hobbs fighting for the ball. And a timeout taken by Coach Walker. As everybody says, Hobbs didn't have the ball when he's cradling it with his right arm like a baby.
He's got his arm wrapped around it.
He has it like you're holding a newborn child.
Yeah.
As it's going to be a 30-second timeout.
Let's take a 30-second timeout with him. We'll be right back. You're listening to Whirlwind Basketball 106.1 Flip FM.
Texas Plains Federal, your financial family.
Texas Plains Federal Credit Union is here to serve you. Personal service, better rates on loans, and higher return on your money. Go to TexasPlainsFederal.org and find out why member-owned is better. Texas Plains Federal Credit Union, here for all your financial needs.
Texas Plains Federal, come see what we can do. We're just plain Texas, just like you.
Member NCUA.
And we welcome you back here to the Texan Dome where the world wins. Trail by three, 39-36, with 6:39 to go in the third period. They'll have possession of it.
Well, led 9-4 in the first period. And Newholm came back, led by 10 at one point. Now lead by three.
Newholm hasn't relinquished the lead since then. Henderson with it, right wing. He's going to try and dribble inside. Picks up his dribble, kicks it over to Cooper, left corner for three. Off the side of the backboard, no good.
Rebound's going to be controlled by Felder. Of Newholm.
Here comes Beck. Excuse me, that's not Beck. That is Felder with it. And he gives it up the court to Trey Evans. Trey Evans then nearly gets that stolen away. Felder with it, left wing. He's going to pop the three, and it's off the mark. No good. Rebound hauled in by Caleb Cook, as Newholm has been absolutely on the offensive glass all night. That foul goes against Ty Henderson off the reach-in. 13th foul for Florida. Zero for Newholm. In this first half, or second half, excuse me. And immediately just a miscommunication and a layup up and in for Caden Gray as he was wide open on the left block. Just a complete breakdown on defense for the Whirlwind, something you don't see often. Henderson's now going to go with it, right baseline. Gives a head fake, now picks up his dribble. Kicks it all the way cross court to Castillo for three. Oh, and that's off the mark, no good. Ball tipped, rebounded by Hinesley. He puts it up, no good. Hobbs with the board. Hobbs He finally draws the foul.
Foul's going to be on.
It's going to go with Dane Arms. Oh, excuse me, Caleb Cook. Sorry, 33. Sorry, Randall.
41-36 your score. 5-point lead for Newholm.
This is Gonzalez. Yep, gets it into Castillo. Back to Gonzalez. Left corner. He's going to dribble baseline. Got his jersey tugged. Feeds it underneath to Henderson. Henderson ends up with it. Backs it back out now. Now Castillo with it. You want it in the hand of your playmaker. Sizing up his defender. Swings it over to Cooper. Now underneath to Hinesley. Hinesley getting bodied, I mean. Now feeds it underneath to Castillo. Castillo just has to throw one wildly up, and it's no good.
Rebound by Cook.
Here comes Newholm with it. Trey Evans in transition, left wing. He's going to go baseline. Now dribble handoff to Caden Gray. They look underneath for that ball ripped away by
jump ball.
Jason Cooper.
As Newholm will inbound, 41-36, 5-12. It's amazing what players make plays and what gets said.
As inbound goes to Trey Evans, top of the key. Whirlwind switch. That ball swung now cross court, now to left wing for Caleb Cook. Now feeds it underneath to Turnbow. Turnbow backing down his defender. He got away with the travel. That ball tipped and finally controlled by Bron Hobbs. And here come the Whirlwinds up the court with it. Luis Gonzalez now with it, left-handed layup. Nice pump fake, got his man up in the air and draws the foul on Caden Gray. Shot was no good.
It's going to be three on Gray.
Kind of a slow start here in the third period, as I think Newholm doesn't want to play Florida's game. Florida wants to go up and down the court, and when they're forced to stop and not play as fast as they want to, they could run into some frustration. It's Gonzalez at the free throw line.
1-1.
No, it's shooting two.
Oh, he's shooting two. That's right. That's right. Sorry.
It's only the second team foul for Newholm.
Makes that one. It's 47-37, 4:51.
Despite
that's the first points Floyd has scored in this period, in this half.
Gonzalez back at the free throw line. Misses it, and that's the first missed free throw of the night for the Whirlwinds. As Newholm now with it, they're going to try and push it up the court as Florida still coming here with their press. Nice find underneath the Turnbow. Turnbow kicks it out. There's a shot for three for Beck off the rim. No good. As underneath Turnbow again. That shot no good either. Tipped in by Trey Evans. As Newholm is too much size. That ball now thrown up to Henderson. Henderson, he's going to put the shot up. No good, but he draws the foul. Florida, they got to be able to block out here on the defensive side and the offensive side as Newholm is, I would think, eating their sack lunch on the glass tonight.
Yep. Dane Arms called for the foul, his second. That'll put Henderson to the line. We'll go to the line for two. First shot's up and good. 43-38 now.
Henderson nails both of them.
43-39, 4-point lead for Newholm. Florida just cannot. They've got to within two.
As Trino sets the charge going the other way, and that'll go against Caleb Cook. That'll be his third. Great job there for Trevino.
Well, Caleb Cook came down the floor just out of control.
Absolutely.
He was going to take it to the hoop no matter what. Yeah, that's...
Ball inbounded to Castillo. Castillo on the far sideline now. Kicks it over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez from the left wing. He'll take the three. Why not? And he hits
it. Got it.
That's what Florida needs.
Nobody came out on him. Now 1-point lead for Newholm. 43-42. 4:07 left to play here in the third.
Here comes the defense. Pressure from Florida. As they get it in. Brandon Beck now. Newholm breaks it. Right side. It's kind of tough to see what kind of what jersey it is. As that is Trey Evans being swarmed by Hobbs and Henderson. Swings over to Beck, left wing. They go underneath now for Felder. Back out top for Caleb Cook for three, and it's in.
Took his first three-pointer. That's the third three-pointer for Newholm. Makes it 46-42.
Castillo with it right wing. Cross-court pass to Gonzalez. Gonzalez got away with it. Yeah, he traveled with it. Coach Walker gritted his teeth and shook his head. He agreed with that one.
Yep. 3:32 to play in the third. Florida down by four.
Florida just not able to kind of close the gap here.
Yep. Newholm's done a great job of staying ahead here, answering everything Florida's put up.
That ball lobbed in to Beck, being guarded by Trevino. Now gives it up to Trey Evans. Trey Evans tries to go between the legs.
Stolen.
And it's stolen away by Luis Gonzalez. He has it right wing, drifts down to the right corner. Cross-court pass all the way to Trevino. He thought about the three, instead kicks it out to Hobbs. Hobbs left wing. Now top of the key for Castillo. Again, now back all the way around the court. Back to Gonzalez for two. No good. And rebound to Newholm. Ball, that's going to be a foul going the other way, and that's going to go against Hobbs.
It's going to be four on Hobbs. Fourth foul on Hobbs.
And it's like you would, if you had announced that Ron Hobbs got four fouls, that everybody got free ice cream afterwards with
no
how
kidding.
Happy Newholm was about that. Even the players. As that ball stolen away by Trevino. Ball loose on the floor. Newholm still with the ball. Ball going out of bounds. No, stepped out of bounds now on the corner. The substitution will check in. Florida will have the ball now.
Newholm, Coach Aubrey just right in the way of the inbounds pass.
Gonzalez goes right wing with it. Now kicks that back to Henderson. Henderson cross court now to Castillo. He's going to pop the three, catch and shoot. No good.
Castillo has not hit a three
not
all
tonight.
Not.
That ball thrown all the way across court now to Beck, who gives it to Dane Arms. Dane Arms warm now on the baseline, tries to go underneath, and he does. Now they kick it out to Martinez. Martinez is going to dribble in. It's going to be a foul against Gonzalez. Just a little bit too much of a body.
Yep. Fifth team foul against Florida. Newholm will inbound it with 2:22 left player in the third. Newholm up 46-42.
Ball goes inbound now. Left corner shot for three for Caleb Cook, and it's in.
Cook with back-to-back three-pointers here. Last two shots he shot.
Seven-point lead. Gonzalez now left wing. Swings it all the way to Henderson. Henderson and Trevino are both going for it. Nice feed underneath to Gonzalez. Gonzalez going to put up a tough shot. No good. Here comes Newholm with it. Evans with it. Ball nearly poked away by Henderson. Able to keep control of it. Nice find underneath to Brandon Beck, or Brazos Beck, and it's up and in.
And Florida is going to have to answer here in a second, or it's going to get away from them. Timeout called.
Full timeout taken by the Whirlwinds. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Whirlwind Basketball on 106.1 Flip FM.
It's time to choose who will gin your cotton. You want a gin that will put your needs first. You want Barwise Gin. Owners Chance and Trina Cornelius are proud to offer quick turnarounds and the best seed prices in the area, all with a focus on great personal customer service. Try Barwise Gin and see the difference. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Chance Cornelius, and we welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Stop by and have a cup of coffee or give us a call at 806-983-2737 to learn about the Barwise difference.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Ace Hardware and Lumber on the Rawls Highway, Floydada, and in Plainview, Bulldog, Ace Hardware, 3210 Olton Road.
And we welcome you back here to the Texan Dome, where the Whirlwinds trail 51-42 here. Minute 48 to go.
Yep. Minute 48 in the third period, and Florida will have the ball. Need to answer here. Need to get something into Castillo. Over the corner to Ortiz.
Yep, back now out to Castillo. Whirlwinds going to try to work for something here. Nice bounce pass to Gonzalez. He's going to pop the three. It looks good. It's short.
Yep, in and
no
out.
No good.
Florida has not shot the three ball at all today. Well, they got one three. Back down to the other end of the floor, looking to answer, and off the mark. Rebound put back by Evans. And Newholm starting to feel it.
Yes, they are. Castillo with it. He's going to dribble baseline. Nowhere to go with it. Kicks it back out to Trevino. Trevino, crossover move. Gives it out to Henderson. Henderson feeds it now back out to Castillo. Catch and shoot. He'll fire it. No good again. Florida relying too much on the three ball.
Yep.
Here comes Newholm now. They've got numbers. They're going to back it back out. Now out to Trey Evans. Evans with it. He gives it to Brazos Beck. Now top of the key to Caleb Cook. He's going to take the shot from way downtown. Short, way short. Trevino with the board. He's going to dribble it around and get fouled by Jackson Martinez.
It'll be his third. ...53-42, 9-point lead for Newholm. 41 seconds left in the third as Florida will inbound.
More substitutions coming in for Newholm. Castillo with it. Gives it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez thought about popping three. Instead dribbles inside the paint. Takes a shot from the left elbow and it's in.
Gonzalez with his first field goal of the night. Makes it 53-44.
That ball bounced off the leg of the Whirlwinds, and here comes Trevino with it. Swings it over to the corner. Castillo for three. Can he get it? And he does!
Castillo answers. And now...
six-point lead now for the Whirlwinds. Or for the Leopards.
12 seconds left in the third.
Here comes Newholm. Brazos Beck with it. Crosses half court. Six on the clock. Gives it to Cook. Nice find underneath to Evans. Evans, floater in the paint. Short, no good. Trevino with the rebound. And that's how the third period is going to end. With the score 53-47, Whirlwinds trail as we head to the fourth period. Not going to want to miss this. We'll be back with Whirlwind basketball on 106.1 Flip FM.
I'm James with Western Equipment. Listen up, any high school junior and senior, and any parent or grandparent of any high school junior or senior. By your junior and senior year, it's time to start planning for a job. Right now, if you don't know what you want to do, check out the John Deere AgTech program through Western Equipment. It's a two-year program, and afterwards, we guarantee you a solid job at one of our 21 locations in Texas, Oklahoma, or New Mexico. Now is the time. Visit west-equip.com/careers for more information to apply.
It's never too early or too late to plan for your future. Billy Villarreal with New York Life is here to help you close that gap on retirement while also providing you ways to prepare for the unexpected. Billy wants to have a conversation to piece together a solution that works best for you and your family.
Hi, I'm Billy Villarreal. As a former coach and educator, I want to help you and your family with life's game plan. Find me on Facebook at Billy Villarreal, Financial Services Professional, or give me a call at 806-782-2915.
And we welcome you back to the Texan Dome for the fourth period here as the Whirlwinds are going to have to get it done here in this period if they want to move on to state. They trail 53-47.
A six-point deficit.
Definitely not out of it. Whirlwinds have only hit three three-pointers tonight, not shooting well from three-point range. But fourth period.
Three for 14 from three-point arc, according to your stats.
Gonzalez, he's going to stop. He's going to pop a three immediately, and it goes straight to Henderson, but he loses the handle on it. It was an air ball. It's quickly Newholm down with the court with it. Brazos Beck with it. Immediately gets trapped, looking for something, trying to get rid of it, and he does. To Trey Evans, swings it over to left side. Caleb Cook. Gets a screen. He's going to back it back out. Newholm. Try to feed it underneath. That ball reached through for Luis Gonzalez, and it is a foul. It's going to go against Gonzalez.
Third.
Sixth-team foul for the Whirlwinds. One more will put Newholm in the bonus.
7:35 left to play in the ball game.
Looking underneath for Caden Gray working against Hinesley. Passes out of his shot to Cook for three. In and out, no good. Nice rebound there for Hinesley. And he's going to have to be important down the stretch with rebounds. Castillo, he's just going to pop the three. In and out, no good.
Oh, tough. Castillo getting,
tough look there on that offensive possession.
Coach Walker said, slow up. Hang on.
Back with it. Gives it to Caden Gray. Gray back with it now to Cook to Beck. Swing it over cross court. Ball nearly ripped away by Castillo.
Castillo Yeah, 13 points at the half. He's hit one three-pointer since then. Kind of gone cold here in the second half, and they're going to need him to heat up.
Ball goes into Brandon Beck in the backcourt. Castillo's going to be working against him. Here comes Gonzalez with the trap. Now that's going to leave somebody wide open for Newholm. That's Trey Evans as Trevino tried to take a charge. Evans steps inside and takes the jump shot.
Makes it 55-47.
Castillo with it, gives it to Henderson, swings it over to Trevino, thought about the three instead. He's going to dribble inside the lane, gets a body up in the air, shot no good.
Oh, close.
He gets arms up in the air, and that'll be his third.
Go send Trevino to the line for the first time this afternoon
to shoot two.
Yep, Trevino first time.
Yep.
First shot. Ooh. Ooh, rattled. I mean, I thought that was out.
Yeah.
But it rattled around and finally
bounce.
Dropped in.
7-point lead for Newholm.
Hobbs checks in for Hinesley. Substitution still coming in for Newholm, a late substitution. Trevino back to the free throw line now. Chance to cut it back to a 6-point lead. Seems to be where the Whirlwinds have stayed all night. And he does.
Got it. 55-49. Inbounds pass for Newholm.
Whirlwinds come up with it. That is it's going to be a foul against Hinesley. And Trey Evans to the free throw line. Fouls on Aiden Trevino. Number two on him.
That'll be the seventh team foul. And they're going to send, who is that?
Trey Evans.
Trey Evans to the line. Sorry. He is 3 for 3 from the free throw line.
So 1-1. He got a block out. And it goes in.
4 for 4. 56-49. 7-point lead and make it 8 for Newholm.
He does.
Perfect from the free throw line.
Comes Bron Hobbs with it. Gives it up to Gonzalez. Gonzalez swings it over to Henderson. Back to Hobbs, top of the key. Working against Martinez. Hobbs is going to step inside and he carried with it. He did carry with. He pinned it to his hip.
Yep.
Jump shot was good from the right elbow, but it's not going to count.
Kind of lost his handle there. Played it off his body. Now back on defense. Here comes Floyd Ada facing Newholm.
You got to give Newholm a lot of credit. They've handled this press
pretty well.
Pretty dang well tonight. That ball now stolen away by Castillo. Seems we say something up the court to Trevino. Trevino loses the handle on it to Henderson. Henderson now backs it back out. Back out to Castillo. Castillo, nice fake. He's going to go up inside. Nice little Euro step with the right hand, and it's in.
57-51.
6-point game again. Whirlwinds with it. Nope, excuse me, Newholm with it. As quickly a shot up for two, up and in for Caden Gray on the left block. As Gonzalez may have thought about taking the charge, but nothing going there. And Castillo loses the handle on it. And they're going to get it for the double dribble as he crossed over Brazel's back into next week. Might need to tighten up that knee brace on that one.
5:33 left to play in the ball game. Newholm up 59-51.
That's Beck with it. Nice little bounce pass underneath. Now they float it up ahead to Caden Gray. Gray going up against Henderson. Shot no good, but the putback is there. And it is in for Caleb Cook. And the second chance points are killing the Whirlwinds
here. No answer for that.
And Gonzalez with it now in the right corner. He's going to dribble it around. Swings it out to Castillo. He's going to take a shot from the left corner, and it's in.
Castillo heating up from 3-point.
Yes, he is. 7-point lead now for Newholm. Here they come, the Leopards. Quickly down the court goes to Martinez. He's going to take a jump shot, and it's in. Every time Florida thinks they have an answer, Newholm answers right back. Castillo 63. With it. Swings it over to Gonzalez, left corner. Now he's going to go baseline with it, and it's going to get a foul, and that's going to go against Caden Gray. That'll be number 4 on him. Sends Gonzalez to the line. Will be 1-1.
Floyd just has not had an answer for the big bodies in the paint. if only there was a some town close to Florida they could get players to transfer from.
I need you on the court with your 6'3 frame.
Yeah, I don't know that I would do. I would get way outplayed by Hinesley.
As he's checked into the ball game. Speaking of Hinesley,
he's a lot more agile.
Hinesley has been really, really solid on the boards tonight. As Gonzalez goes to the free throw line for the 1-1. His first one is up, and it's in. Not fazed by the air ball chance.
63-55.
Florida just can't close the gap here. They get it down to 6 to 8 points, and they can't close it. Free throw here will cut it to 7.
Got it. 63-56.
Razzle Speck with it. Goes way far sideline. Dribbles all the way now down to the right corner. Now underneath to Martinez. Martinez looking for somebody. Feeds it back out. Razzle Speck right there. Right place, right time. Cooper and Henderson all over Beck. No call. There should have been a travel something and a charge going the other way. Wow. Randall, I've never seen a charge where the defender leaves his feet.
Wow. He
and falls down to the floor and gets the charge call. Nevertheless, Luis Gonzalez
needs the Oscar for that. He took it like a wrestling move. First thing that hit the ground was the backs of his shoulders.
Castillo with it. Left wing for 3. It's going to be short. No good. Ball bounces and tipped right to the hands of Newholm. Right place, right time. Orleans are getting a little too aggressive here. As ball goes now to Arms, now to Martinez. He'll pop the 3. Shot no good, but there's Gonzalez saving it, but right into the hands of Newholm. Martinez with it, and they're going to back it back out. Beck with it. Trying to feed it underneath to Arms. Now they go right left side for Evans. Evans shot no good, but right there is a rebound. No good either. Ball tipped back to Newholm. That shot swatted away by Cooper. Another extra chance point. That was 5 extra chance buckets. And Arms finally puts that one in. And that's absolutely a killer for the Whirlwinds as Castillo goes all the way coast to coast. Left-handed layup. No good. And a foul going the other way is that's going to get Dane Arms. They're going to say he threw the elbow.
Yep. Of his 4th. 65-56, 3:32 to play. Florida hanging in there, but they're going to need to start catching up.
Yeah, they're going to have to start getting turnovers here.
Run out of time.
It's a 9-point lead. That ball goes into Cooper. Cooper with it, swings it out to Gonzalez from the left baseline. Shot no good. Here comes Newholm now. Slowly up the court with it. Caden Gray working against Henderson. Ball goes into Martinez. Martinez dribbles all the way down baseline. Back out to the top of the key. There's a shot fading away from the bucket for Trey Evans, and that's good. He hasn't missed one from the floor all night. Maybe getting in a desperation mode now for the Whirlwinds. It's an 11-point lead for Newholm. Gonzalez with it. He's going to stop. He's just going to pop the 3. Shot no good. Tough rebound by Hinesley. Kicks it back out to Castillo. Wide open. Right wing for 3. And it's in.
Still, it's a 3. After a big rebound by Hinesley, it's 67-59.
And a foul that time going against Gonzalez. It'll be his 4th.
It's going to be against Trey Evans. It'll send him to the line. Or the foul was Trey Evans had the ball whenever he was fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot the 1-1. He has been perfect from the line tonight. 5 for 5. 2:48 to play. 8-point lead for Newholm.
Trevino checks in for Luis Gonzalez. Shot no good. Rebounded by Cooper. Quickly up the floor. Here come the Whirlwinds. Castillo with it. He's just going to pop a 3 from way downtown. Shot no good. Ball ends up the hands of Bron Hobbs. His shot no good either. Ball tipped around and now controlled by Newholm. Everybody wants Henderson to get a foul. And only Henderson. Is that ball ripped away by Cooper? Still loose on the floor. Cooper still almost ended up with it. I mean, everybody's on the floor.
Yeah.
Newholm ends up with it. There's a shot from the jump, from the free throw line up and in for Evans.
And that might do it. It's 10-point lead with 2 minutes left for in the ball game. New Home up by 10.
Castillo with it now out to Hobbs. Hobbs, he's going to hit one from the parking lot. Shot
no good.
Yeah, that's
way off. Floyd getting desperate here, trying to shoot long threes.
That may be doing it. Yeah. Quickly up the court, Caden Gray with it. Nice pump fake, and he gets the easy bucket. 12-point lead for New Home here, under 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
71-59.
New Home may be punching their ticket to the state tournament.
Ball goes into Hinesley, knocked out of bounds.
71-59, your score with 1:45 left to play.
Ball goes into Henderson, now out to Cooper. Cooper swings an extra pass right corner for Trevino. He nails the three. His first one of the night.
Makes it 71-62, 9-point lead for New Home.
Tipped right into the hands of New Home and at the
travel. So Floyd will inbound.
It's a 9-point lead with a minute 30, and I've seen Floyd to score 9 points in about 20 seconds.
Yeah,
so it's made. Castillo, left wing for three. It's
got
in.
It.
Not over yet. Not over
Timeout
yet.
Timeout called.
71-65.
1:25 left to play here in the ballgame.
Timeout.
Yeah,
we'll take
go
it
with
them. We'll listen to Whirlwind Basketball, 106.1, Flip FM.
We all love to gather every Friday night and cheer on the Whirlwinds as they fight for victory. And everyone at Pumpkin Pile would like to thank all of the Floydada student-athletes, coaches, teachers, staff, and administrators for their hard work and dedication to becoming winners on the field. But more importantly, winners in life. You represent Floydada well and make us all proud to be Whirlwinds. From all of us at Pumpkin Pile, go Whirlwinds!
What makes Floydada a collegiate ISD? With expanded dual credit courses and the opportunity to begin college classes as freshmen, students can now earn their associate's degree from South Plains College by the time they graduate high school. And with expanded workforce certifications, Whirlwinds of the future will be well-trained to face the changing job market of the 21st century. Once again, innovation is helping Floydada Collegiate ISD live up to their motto, dedication to education, committed to excellence. For more information, visit floydadaisd.esc17.net.
And we're back here at the Texan Dome. Tucker Lawrence, Randall Sims, 71-65. Minute 25 to go here in the fourth period. As I believe that timeout was taken by Floydada. If so, they're out of full timeouts. They got 2:30s left. New Home hasn't taken a timeout all night.
Yeah.
I didn't take that back. There was a 30-second earlier in the game.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
But not in this half.
1:25 left to play. New Home will inbound. Floydada setting up a defense.
Yep, full court press here. Four Floyd. Corners.
Floyd down by six. Two possession ball game.
New Home looking to inbound. They're going to huck it up the court to Trevino. And Trevino face guarding Caden Gray. If he just would have turned around, it's kind of like that pass interference rule.
Yep.
It's about what I can establish that as Trevino had his back. And to be fair, the ball was thrown off the back.
Yeah, it hit him in the back.
Trevino.
And the whistle was blown way before. So that's going to send, is that Evan? No.
Caden Gray to the free throw line.
Gray is 1 for 6 from the free throw line.
So it may be who you want to put on the line if you're looking to intentionally foul
shooting
somebody.
Shooting a 1-1.
That's going to be a big rebound here for the Whirlwinds if he misses this. Shot is up, and it's in.
That's a big free throw right there.
Back to a 7-point lead.
Back to a 2-possession ball game with 1:25 to play. Oh, my gosh. Everything in my power to restrain myself, Tucker.
Both of us, man. Second shot up, and it's in.
73-65.
Henderson up the court. Orleans, I got to go quick. Cross-court pass to Castillo. Castillo's out of bounds. Costly turnover there for the Whirlwinds. They needed that possession right there.
Well, is about to run out of opportunities here. 1:16 left to play. 73-65. New Home will inbound.
I'm trying to inbound. They do, and they get it into Trey Evans. Now they give it to Caleb Cook. Nice bounce pass to Caden Gray. New Home just going to play keep away here. It's under a minute. They got to start fouling. Floydada does. Felder with it. Trying to force a turnover. Nearly do. Nice feed backside. Shot no good. The swat was no good. But the layup was up and in by Trey Evans as Cooper was all over him. Castillo fires up a three shot, no good, under a minute to go, and that may be it.
Yep, I think that's going to be the end of the Floridators' run here.
And Bron Hobbs fouls out, and you're probably going to hear a very disrespectful eruption of fans with Bron Hobbs fouling out. As a sophomore, you can't say anything better than what he's done this entire season for the Whirlwinds.
Big games.
As one of two sophomores on this team along with Henderson, they'll be back here next year.
As that's going to send who we got shooting.
It's no good as that's by Trey Evans. It's his first free throw miss of the night.
No, he missed one prior to that. He missed, yeah, doesn't matter.
10-point lead, New Home lead, 75-65, 46 seconds left. As that second shot, no good as well. Trevino lets it go out of bounds. I was wondering who touched that.
Trevino was, blocking out Evans. Smart play.
Castillo with it. He's going to bring the ball up the court. He's going to give it back to Cooper. Cooper kicks it out to Castillo. He's going to pop the three, top of the key. No good off the back rim. Rebounded by Newholm and a foul. So it's going to go against Cooper, I believe. Just off first glance.
Fans like that.
It is against Cooper. It's his second.
Cook will go on for the third time tonight to shoot two.
Second shot up and in.
Yep.
Or excuse me, first shot, sorry.
First shot. 76-65, now an 11-point lead. Second shot is good. 12-point lead for
Henderson with
Newholm.
Step back jumper from the baseline, short, no good.
Ball loose.
Up the court to Newholm. Martinez has it. They're going to feed it to Caleb Cook. Cook's just going to hang on to it. And that's how it's going to end for the Whirlwinds. As back
12 seconds.
To Trey Evans. And with 6 seconds left, Newholm is going to advance to the state championship game with the win tonight, 77-65. And that will do it. Here, 77-65, your final score. We'll take the break. We'll come back with final game stats. You're listening to Whirlwind Basketball on 106.1 Flip FM.
Hi, I'm Gary Sackett, and I'm the new nurse practitioner at Covenant West Texas Family Medicine at the Cogdell Clinic here in Floydada. We offer a full range of services, including chronic management of hypertension, diabetes, and COPD. We provide laceration repair, abscess removal, and even joint injections for those who have osteoarthritis or any kind of pain. To make an appointment, you can call us at our office at 806-402-4033. I look forward to meeting you.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Texas. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
At Texas Tech Credit Union of Floydada, you'll find all of the conveniences of modern banking combined with the advantages of credit union membership. Texas Tech Credit Union offers checking and savings accounts, bill pay, auto and home loans, and a top-notch app to manage finances on the go. Better yet, when you stop in at Texas Tech Credit Union, you see the same smiling faces you've known for years.
Hi, I'm Carrie Williams. I invite you to stop by and let us show you how we can meet your financial needs.
Texas Tech Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Agriculture is more than a job. It's a way of life. When your livelihood is at stake due to the markets or Mother Nature, you need a risk management strategy. Bassiter Insurance Agency and Floyd Data can provide risk management strategies through their multi-peril, livestock, and crop hail lines. They utilize the latest technology, providing customers instant access to their policies anytime and from any turn row. If you'd like to discuss strategies to protect your operation, call Tim, Tanner, or Callie at 983-2511. Bassiter Insurance, Ag Risk Specialist and Authorized ArmTech Agent.
As kids go through life, they learn lessons. Lessons that will help steer them through life. Most of those lessons are learned while playing youth sports, like the discipline to get up and go to work every day, the ability to work with others even if you don't see eye to eye, and how to lose with dignity. McCoy Gin agrees with these principles and proudly supports Floyd Ada High School sports. McCoy Gin, locally owned and operated, and proudly supports Floyd Ada High School sports.
Happy State Bank proudly offers a special service for our customers. Save the cents, a simple way to build your savings. When you use your debit card, you'll round up to the nearest dollar and you start saving. It's that simple. Stop by a Happy State Bank branch today and ask about our Save the Cents program. Visit happybank.com for more details. Happy State Bank, a division of Centennial Bank. Member FDIC. Certain transaction fees, replacement fees, limitations, and requirements may apply. Must have a Happy State Bank personal checking account, personal savings account, and debit card to enroll. Refer to product terms and conditions to see bank for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Call us today at 983-3777 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Hey folks, Brian Bruce here at Bill Wells Chevrolet in Plainview. If you're in Floyd County, you're just a short drive away from Bill Wells, or you can visit us on the web at BillWellsChevrolet.com. We have the largest selection in Plainview of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. No matter what you're looking for, we've got it. So find new roads to Bill Wells Chevy and come be a part of our family at 501 South I-27.
What sets DQ apart from the pack? Where do we start? We can talk burgers loaded with everything from crispy to spicy. Country baskets filled with chicken strips and steak fingers. And those soft serve treats? Where else are you going to find a blizzard or a dipped cone? You see, just like the Lone Star State, DQ does its own thing. That's why for treats and eats, it's nobody but DQ.
And we welcome you back here to the Texan Dome for the final time this afternoon as the Whirlwinds fall in the regional final to the New Home Leopards 77-65, where it looked like size just played too much of an issue for the Whirlwinds. A lot of second chance points for New Home. And the Whirlwinds just not able to hit from 3-point range either tonight.
Well, not until it was too late.
Yep, as their run comes to an end where they tie the school record for farthest playoff appearance with the 07-08 team who lost to Gymnet 65-61. Florida loses tonight against New Home 77-65 as we go to the final game stats with Randall Sims.
Well, New Home scored, got out in a hurry. Florida led by 5 in the first, but then New Home into the first period up 21-15. Florida outscored New Home in the second 21-17, and then New Home up scored 15 in the third, 24 in the fourth, for a total of 77 points. Floyd could only score 11 in the third, 18 in the fourth, for a total of 65. Floyd was led in scoring by Abram Castillo, 29 points tonight. Bron Hobbs with 11, Luis Gonzalez with 10, Ty Henderson with 10, and Aiden Trevino had 7 on the evening. Floyd had 11 field goals. The biggest, brightest spot of the night, Floyd went 18 for 19 from the free throw line. They ended up with,
I mean, that kept them in it.
Yep. They ended up with 7 3-pointers and 16 rebounds. New Home was just too much. Congratulations to New Home. But let me thank Luis Gonzalez, Sol Res, Jason Cooper, Orlando Ortiz, and Abra Castillo. They're seniors.
Yep.
Graduating this year, you've made it a fun ride. Thank you for the honor of calling your games.
Yep, they left it all out there on the court, and I don't think they should hang their heads at all on this performance that they had, especially Abram Castillo, as he willed this team at times when it felt like that was not going to happen for him. He willed them back.
Yep, and Florida did a great job tonight. You can't coach height, and that's what New Home had in droves. They had a lot of height. They were able to get a lot of things going. And
a lot of second chance opportunities on the offensive glass, a lot of key rebounds. And I think that's the difference, just offensive putbacks for New Home and just the size difference.
Yep.
As that's going to do it from us here at the Texan Dome. The next time you catch the both of us, it'll be baseball and softball season, as Randall's already been calling softball games.
Yep.
It started last night. I will be on FloydCountyRecord.com with the Lotney Longhorns and Lady Horns, baseball and softball. And maybe we'll get to link back up in the playoffs for either Florida or Lotney making the playoffs.
Or both.
Either way.
Yep.
So for the final time, this has been Tucker Lawrence along with Randall Sims from the Texan Dome, where once again your final score tonight, the Whirlwinds fall to New Home 77-65. We'll send it back to the station with more Texas country music coming up right after this. Thank you for listening, and goodbye from Loveland.